Good morning and welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in St. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, where we read as follows, in the name of Jesus. As the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Jesus was a teacher. He preached. He taught. There's a strange notion among some that preaching does not necessarily involve teaching. That preaching is one kind of activity, perhaps to inspire us or to appeal to our heart and feelings, whereas teaching is another kind of activity for the purpose of instructing us. Well, the fact is that in the Bible, the words preach and teach are often used interchangeably. And in the New Testament, Jesus is the rabbi, which means teacher, and he also preaches. He was always teaching, and his preaching was doctrinal. And that's because it is by the means of the heavenly doctrine or teaching that Jesus drew disciples to himself. And it is by means of the doctrine, the teaching, that his disciples were to draw more disciples, and so on, until the end of the age. Now, it is true that not every Christian is called upon to preach publicly. But it is equally true that every Christian teaches something about the faith to somebody. And it's always by means of teaching that souls are led to embrace the Christian faith. Jesus taught the crowds from the boat. There were many people wanting to listen to him speak, and in this way he could have the room to speak to a large crowd. Jesus, as you probably know, was not a fisherman by trade. He was a carpenter. He grew up in a home where he wasn't given the opportunity to learn how to do commercial fishing. Peter, on the other hand, grew up in a home where he did learn to be a commercial fisherman. He was a fisherman. Peter knew that there were no fish where Jesus told him to let down the net. Peter knew that Jesus was not a fisherman by trade. It was an apparently unreasonable request for Jesus to say to Peter, "Go out there and let down the net." But Peter did not try to reason out what Jesus was saying. He simply replied, "At your word, I will let down the net." Well, the rest is obvious. What happens? Jesus performs an amazing miracle. There are more fish than Peter could have imagined, so that the nets break, the boats are filled and sinking under the weight of the fish that were not there just a little bit earlier. This is a miracle that proves Jesus' authority. It proves that he is true God, because clearly he is controlling nature. And controlling nature is something that only God can do. And that is why Peter says to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He knows that he is in the presence of God. So this miracle, as do the other miracles recorded in the Gospels, shows the true deity of Jesus, that he is not just a great man, but he is God in the flesh. But there's something more that this miracle proves. There's a very important lesson that Peter teaches us. It proves that when it comes to catching people for the kingdom of God, when it comes to the mission of the church, what the church is supposed to be doing, we follow Jesus' instructions. Well, what are his instructions? He says to Peter, "From now on, you will catch men." How? How is that going to be taking place? Listen to what Jesus says. From Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.'" From St. Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 16. "Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.'" From St. Luke chapter 24, verses 46 and 47. "Then he said to them, 'Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.'" And from St. John chapter 20, verses 21 to 22. "So Jesus said to them again, 'Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.'" Now here we have the instructions of the Lord Jesus given to his disciples as recorded in all four Gospels. All of these accounts take place after Jesus has died on the cross for the sins of the world, after he has risen from the dead with life and immortality to give. Jesus has just purchased eternal life for every man, woman, and child who has ever come into this world. And now, having purchased eternal life by bearing the sin of the world in his own body, now Jesus sends out his disciples to catch men, to catch people for the kingdom of God. And what are his instructions? to teach. To teach everything that he's taught them. To preach the gospel. To baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. To forgive the sins of penitent sinners and to retain the sins of impenitent. To preach repentance and forgiveness of sins. To administer the Lord's Supper. To give that which Christ had given. Now, if you look at the instructions of Jesus and you apply them to the church today, you can see what's wrong. It is crystal clear. Jesus' instructions are centered in his doctrine, his teaching, and holding on to what Jesus teaches is at the very heart of the Christian's mission and the mission of the Holy Christian Church. But if you are indifferent to doctrine, if you neither know nor care what the Christian faith is and what the Christian teaching is, there's no way you're going to have any zeal for true mission work. Congregations are not going to be interested in reaching out to those who do not know Christ if these congregations don't understand who Jesus is, what Jesus has done, what he teaches us, how a sinner can find forgiveness and salvation. In short, what the gospel is all about. We have to know that what we confess is true or we're not going to confess it. And the preacher isn't going to preach it. St. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." But you're not going to defend what you can't defend, what you don't even know. Preachers preach. All Christians confess. Jesus says, "Whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven." But you can't confess what you don't know. And so we emphasize the teaching, the instruction in the Word of God, in the six chief parts of Christian doctrine, as we have learned them in the Catechism. We learn the Ten Commandments and the Creed and the Lord's Prayer. We learn about baptism. We learn about confession. We learn about the Lord's Supper. And in learning this, we're learning that doctrine which will bring the fish into the boat. Now, note the way Peter caught fish. He didn't use a hook. There was no bait. There was the net. You just pull the fish out of the water. There's a modern notion of using bait to hook people, to bring them into the church, providing entertainment, providing all sorts of services. I'll never forget a fella who came up to me when I was pastor down in Racine, Wisconsin. "We're doing church shopping, Pastor. I just would like to know what your church has to offer me and my family." And I said, "The truth." Well, he was a little bit put off by that answer. "Well, of course, yes. Of course, we want the truth. But what about..." And he started listing all the different programs. He went away a little bit disappointed in me. You know what? The truth is the only thing that matters. We Christians don't have secrets that you first need to be initiated and then you learn. No. You become a Christian through instruction. Even baptizing babies, we're always promising to teach them that which they have received when they were baptized. How do you catch the fish for the kingdom? You preach the preaching of Jesus, and you don't have to be afraid. The angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy." The angel said to the women at the open tomb, "Don't be afraid." And Jesus says to Peter here, "Don't be afraid." The fear is fear of retribution, of sin and death, but we have a message of the Christ who came into the world to suffer and die and take away the sin of the world. So we preach the repentance and the forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake, and for Christ's sake we know that we have everlasting life. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast, and we invite you to tune in next Sunday morning for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.